السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is سليمان in Super Junior News Bulletin. France is to hold a day of national mourning after Cyclone Chido devastated its Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte earlier this month. President French Emmanuel Macron has called for the nationwide remembrance during his visit to the island last week, where he was jeered by some islanders who criticized the slow delivery of aid. It is feared hundreds, possibly thousands of people who died when Chido made landfall off Africa's southeast coast on December 14th, bringing winds of up to 260 kilometers and 250 millimeters of rainfall in the first 24 hours. People across France will pay tribute and flags will be flown at half-mast in a show of solidarity at cities including Paris, Marseille and Lyon. More than a week on from the storm, survivors are struggling without water, communication and electricity, while rescuers try to provide urgent needed necessary assistance. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has held one-on-one talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a surprise visit to Moscow. Fico discussed a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine, who has been critical of the European Union's support to Kyiv. He believes there is no military solution to the conflict that has drawn Western leaders who see Russia as a security threat. The Slovak leader says that the trip came in response to talks last week with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, according to the Slovak leader, had expressed opposition to any gas transit through Ukraine and to Slovakia. China has warned the United States of playing with fire after Washington announced more military aid and sales to Taiwan. A statement from the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged the U.S. to stop its dangerous moves that undermine peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. China, which has ramped up political and military pressure on Taiwan in recent years, has repeatedly called for the U.S. to cease sending arms and assistance to Taiwan, which Beijing claims as part of its territory. The apartheid Israeli Prime Minister has arrived in Tel Aviv District Court to continue testifying in his long-running corruption trial. Benjamin Netanyahu is the country's first sitting Prime Minister to face a criminal trial. The 75-year-old has been charged with three cases involving presents from millionaire friends and for seeking regulatory favors for media tycoons in return for favorable news coverage of him. And that's your news bulletin for the hour. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة. صوت مركز الصحابة.
میرے پیارے نبی ہیں وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہیں وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے کہ کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوں شیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیمہ تھے پیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبداللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود کو خوش قسمت کہا کرتی ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنہ کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائیں اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مکھ تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سر پیکار ادھر غم دین بی بی آمنہ کی بھر گئی جھولی غموں کو ڈھک دیا جس نے خوشی وہ ہر طرف پھیلی سکون عالم کل کا ہوا سامان مکہ سے ادھر کسرا و قیصر کے محل میں زلزلے آئے تھے عبد المطلب خوش اتنے جس کی حد نہیں کوئی بھتیجے کی خوشی میں بو لہب نے کی رہا باندھی زمین و آسمان پر جشن تا خوشیاں ہی خوشیاں تھی حوادث منہ چھپاتے اور بہار امن کی آتی اٹھایا گود میں شبان بیٹے کی نشانی کو گئے کعبے میں اور اعلان فرمایا سنو لوگو یہ عبداللہ کا بیٹا میرا پوتا ہے یہ سید ہے قیامت تک کی خیر منسلک ہے جس کی طاعت سے اے شاہی جو تیری پہچان میں تیرا مساعد ہے اے حمّا جو تیری پہچان میں تیرا مساعد ہے محمد ہے محمد ہے محمد ہے محمد ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to a Monday edition of the Midday Show with myself Brother Sulaiman Isub every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. inshallah. Today being the 21st of Jumadul Akhir of 1446 corresponding to Monday the 23rd of December 2024. It's gone 10 minutes past 12 Central African Time. You can send in your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your messages and your recipe request as well, if you have any recipe request that you want us to read out, inshallah. Today is a beautiful day. You know, we've been having beautiful weather, cooling weather from Friday. You know, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with beautiful rain since last week, Thursday. Today is a bit of a cooler day in Johannesburg. I hope that it's a bit cooler in your area. And also, let us not forget, we make dua, special dua, and Allah Ta'ala protect the people of KZN. You know, just yesterday, there was some things that were going around on social media with regards to the lightning and the thunderstorm in the South Coast area. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all, one and all, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So inshallah, our first recipe that we're going to be discussing or we're going to read out is from Sister Fozia Palwan, and this is for a mince pasta bake. Mince pasta bake. So you're going to boil 1 packet of pasta. You're going to boil 1 packet of pasta, then you're going to drain it aside. Thereafter, you're going to braise 1 chopped onion in ghee. Braise 1 chopped onion in ghee. Add in 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic. Add in 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic. 1 kilo washed and drained chicken mince. 1 kilo washed and drained chicken mince. One teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of crushed chili, 2 teaspoons of crushed chilies. One teaspoon of dana jiro. 1 teaspoon of dana jiro. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. Then you're going to break up. The mince will break up as it cooks. Then you're going to add in 3 liquidized tomatoes. You're going to add in 3 liquidized tomatoes. 1 cup of chopped robot peppers. 1 cup of chopped robot peppers, 1/4 tin of tomato puree, 1/4 tin of tomato puree. Thereafter, you're going to add in 1 cup of water, 1 cup of water. Then you're going to cook till it's dry. You're going to cook till it's dry. For your white sauce, you're going to boil 1 cup of milk with 1 packet of creamy cheese and mushroom sauce. You're going to boil 1 cup of milk with 1 packet of creamy cheese and mushroom sauce till it's thick. 2 assemble, you alternate in the Pyrex. So you're going to add in your pasta sauce and your mince. And you're going to end with the sauce. You're going to pour over 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. And you're going to sprinkle lots of cheese. You're going to sprinkle a lots of cheese. And you're going to bake until it's heated through. Bake until it's heated through. And then you can serve it piping hot. So that was the recipe for a mince pasta bake. That was by Sister Fozia Palwan. Our next recipe that comes in is for a fillet steak. For a fillet steak. So you're going to marinate 1 kilo of fillet steak butterflied. 1 kilo. You're going to marinate 1 kilo fillet steak butterflied. In two tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 1 teaspoon of red masala, 1 teaspoon of red masala, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic. Then 1 teaspoon of green chili paste, 1 teaspoon of green chili garlic paste, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 2 tablespoons of Portuguese sauce, 2 tablespoons of Portuguese sauce. You're going to cook it in butter till it's tender. You're going to cook it in butter till it's tender. Then you're going to boil it 3 tablespoons of garlic butter, 1/2 cup of fresh cream, 1/2 cup of fresh cream, 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 teaspoons of crushed chilies, 2 teaspoons of crushed chilies, 2 tablespoons of Portuguese sauce, 2 tablespoons of Portuguese sauce. You're going to boil and pour over the steak. You're going to boil and pour over the steak and allow it to simmer. You're going to allow it to simmer. Then you're going to garnish with the chopped danya. Garnish with chopped danya. If you'd like, you can serve with rotis and creamy veggies. So you can serve it with rotis and creamy veggies. And that was the recipe for the fillet steak. And once again, we say Jazakallah Khairan to all the listeners that send in your recipes for us to read out. We say Jazakallah and a big thank you once again. If you have any recipes that you want to send or you want us to read, you can send it on those numbers again, inshallah. Then our next recipe is for titled Binda. Binda with minced peas and potatoes. Does anybody know what is the English term for binda? Please send me a message. The English term for binda. So you're going to need 500 gram of mince, of mutton mince. 500 grams of mutton mince. Then you're going to need binda. Wash and then chop up into discs. Someone please tell me what is binda. Then you're going to need 1 cinnamon stick. You're going to need 1 cinnamon stick. You're going to need cumin seeds. Cumin seeds. Then you're going to need green masala. Green masala. You're going to pound the green chili, garlic and ginger to make your green masala. Then you'll need chili powder. Then you're going to need danya and jeera. Then you're going to need some turmeric. Okay, binda is lady fingers. Okay, Jazakallah Khairan for that. Binda is lady fingers. Turmeric, you will need turmeric and you need salt. Thereafter, you will need garam masala. Then you'll need a biryani powder. Thereafter, you're going to need 1 medium tomato grated. 1 medium tomato grated. Then one potato chopped, a handful of peas, one onion finely chopped, Then you're going to heat the oil and the ghee in a pot. Then you're going to add it in the jiru, that is the cumin seeds, the cinnamon stick, and the green masala. Add in the jiru, the cumin seeds, the cinnamon stick, and the green masala. Allow it to saute, but be careful not to burn. Thereafter, you can add in the onions and allow it to be brown, but just adjust the heat. Next, you're going to add the mince and the dry spices. And allow the mince to cook well. Thereafter, you're going to add in the potatoes and the peas. And add in a little water if you desire. Add in the grated tomato. Once most of the water from the mince has evaporated. In a wok of frying pan, heat the oil and add in the binda. Then you're going to add in the chili powder. The salt, the turmeric, the garam masala, and the dhania. Then you're going to add in also the jiru powder. Right? Then you're going to keep stirring it to prevent it from burning. Cook until it's crispy and soft. And thereafter you add the binda to the mince. And mix well. And thereafter you can serve it hot. And serve it with roti. So that was the recipe for binda with mince and minced peas and potatoes. Our next recipe is for a mango smoothie. It's a quick one. You're going to peel two mangoes. You're going to liquidize two peeled mangoes, 1 cup vanilla ice cream, and another name for the binda is okra. So you got lady fingers and okra. Those are the two names that you can remember if you don't know what is binda. Then you're going to need 1/3 cup sugar. 1 cup milk. Then you're going to liquidize everything. And you can serve it as is. And that was your recipe for the mango smoothie. Inshallah, we're going to be doing one more recipe, and thereafter we will terminate our show, because we're not having our Nasiha segment from 12:30 to 1 like normal, because our beloved Malala Zaid Khan is on leave at the moment. So inshallah, when he comes back, we'll be around the 1st of January 2025. Our next recipe is for chicken tikka sosatis. So you're going to need plus minus 2 kilo chicken fillet cut into thick cubes. Then Then you're going to add in 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste. 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste. 1 heaped teaspoon of magic masala. 1 heaped teaspoon of magic masala. 4 to 5 tablespoons of Amina's chicken tikka marinade. 4 to 5 tablespoons of Amina's chicken tikka marinade. 3 tablespoons of Portuguese marinade. 3 tablespoons of Portuguese marinade. 3 to 4 tablespoons of peri peri sauce. 3 to 4 tablespoons of peri peri sauce. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. If you would like, you can add in 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 2 tablespoons of any chicken spice. 2 tablespoons of any chicken tikka spice. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chili flakes. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chili flakes. 1 teaspoon of juice or vinegar. 1 teaspoon of juice or vinegar. 1/4 cup of yogurt. 1/4 cup of yogurt. You'll need some thyme. You will need some thyme. Then you're going to need a Portuguese marinade. Add a little corn for crispiness if you're frying. Add a little corn for crispiness if you are frying. You're going to mix everything well together. Mix everything well together. And keep overnight or a few hours in the fridge. Keep for overnight or a few hours in the fridge. Thereafter, you're going to mix everything well. Keep, and then you're going to thread on wooden skewers. You're going to thread it on wooden skewers. Alternatively, with the red onion or any onion, cut cubes and Robert peppers. You can prepare this over a braai or even in the oven. The leftover marinade should be heated with the butters on the stove and poured over the chicken. And obviously you can have your preferences of how you would like to serve it, whether you serve it with roti, bread, different types of bread, Allah knows best. And inshallah you can, and that was the recipe for the chicken tikka sosatis. We've come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and from the team of the midday show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.